When Dorothy March, tall and slender in a trim gray suit, finally opened the door, Caroline ignored her wary glance at Phoebe, lifted the car seat, and stepped inside. She took a seat on the edge of an unsteady chair, its wine velvet cushions faded to pink, except for a few dark places near the upholstery studs. Dorothy March sat down across from her on a couch of cracked leather, supported on one end by a brick. She lit a cigarette. For several moments she studied Caroline, her blue eyes quick and alive. She did not say anything right away. Then she cleared her throat, exhaling smoke.
"Quite frankly, I wasn't counting on a baby," she said.
Caroline pulled out her resume. "I've been a nurse for 15 years. I'd bring a great deal of experience and compassion to this position." Dorothy March took the papers in her free hand and studied them.
"Yes, you do seem to have a lot of experience, but it doesn't say here just where you've worked. You are not at all specific."
Caroline hesitated. She had tried a dozen different answers to this question at a dozen different interviews in these last weeks, and they had all come to nothing. "That's because I ran away," she said, nearly giddy. "I ran away from Phoebe's father, and so I can't tell you where I'm from, and I can't give you any references. That's the only reason I don't already have a job. I'm an excellent nurse, and you'd be lucky to get me, frankly, given what you're offering to pay." At this, Dorothy March gave a sharp, startled laugh.
"What a bold statement. My dear, it's a live-in position. Why in the world would I take such a chance on a perfect stranger?"
"I'll start now for room and board," Caroline persisted, thinking of the motel room with its peeling wallpaper and stained ceiling, the room she could not afford to keep another night. "For 2 weeks. I'll do that, and you can decide." The cigarette had burned to nothing in Dorothy March's hand. She looked at it, then ground it out in the overflowing ashtray.
"But how would you manage?" she mused. "And with a baby, too? My father is not a patient man. He will not be a patient, I assure you."
"A week," Caroline had replied. "If you don't like me in a week, I'll go." Now nearly a year had passed. Doro stood up in the steam-softened bathroom. The sleeves of her black silk robe, printed with bright tropical birds, slipped down to her elbows.
"Let me take her. You look exhausted, Caroline."
Phoebe's wheezing had abated, and her color had improved. Her cheeks were faintly pink. Caroline handed her over, feeling the sudden coolness of her absence.
"How was Leo today?" Doro asked. "Did he give you any grief?"
For a moment, Caroline didn't answer. She was so tired, and she had traveled so far in this past year, one moment to the next, and her careful, solitary life had been utterly transformed. Somehow, she had come to be here, in this tiny purple bathroom, a mother to Phoebe, a companion to a brilliant man with a failing mind, an unlikely but certain friend to this woman, Doro March. The two of them strangers a year ago. Women who might have passed each other on the street without a second glance or a glimmer of connection. Their lives now woven together by the demands of their days and a cautious, sure respect.
"He wouldn't eat. He accused me of putting scouring powder in the mashed potatoes, so a fairly typical day, I'd say."
"It's not personal, you know," Doro said softly. "He wasn't always like this.